I received an anonymous phone call, and a message was left on my answering machine saying, I was a grandmother, and I had no idea who the party was who called.
The call came 11 years ago for Christine Yulia. Her oldest son denied the baby was his and moved to Montana. The little boy's mother used opioids while pregnant and after the birth. So when Zach was 6 months old, Christine filed for emergency custody. They've been together ever since.
Do you have any nicknames for your grandma?
I call her Amma.
You call her what?
Amma.
Amma.
What's the definition of Amma? What have we talked about?
You say special mom.
Yeah, I say special mom.
She's not only special mom, she's also a single mom. Christine is 65 and raising Zach, who's now 11 and on the autism spectrum.
He and I are, we're unusual. We're not a typical family, and I tell him all the time that all families look different. There's no one kind of family. But I'm not assimilated into the community at school. I'm looked upon as different. People don't know how to handle a grandparent raising a grandchild.
That's why Christine joined a Grandparents Raising Grandchildren support group.
It is a haven for them.
Grandparents advocate Beverly Costa-Ciavola runs the meetings at East Falmouth Elementary School. They meet twice a month, and the grandchildren play together down the hall. Here, grandparents can say anything.
They have a lot of angst and a lot of anger and a lot of shame and guilt about their adult children, and they don't have anywhere to talk to that about except in these grandparent groups.
Opioids, including heroin, killed 83 people last year in Barnstable County. That number has jumped sevenfold since 2000, the year the state began tracking opioid-related deaths. Those dying are mostly men in their 30s. So it's not teenagers getting addicted to painkillers. It's often young parents. Parents who, as they fight addiction, are no longer capable of being dad or mom.
They're doing a good thing by relinquishing control and by allowing their parents to support them and their children.
That's Carrie Bickford of Barnstable. In 2009, Governor Patrick appointed her to the Commission on the Status of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren.
The grandparents are grief-stricken because they've lost their child in order to commit to this grandchild.
For many grandparents, income is limited, and so are work options. When the state places a child, the grandparent is sometimes reimbursed for foster care expenses. That doesn't apply to Christine. She went through probate court to get custody of her grandson. When it comes to child care costs, she's on her own.
It's not what I thought my retirement would be like by any stretch of the imagination.
Last year, the state reported most grandparents raising grandchildren are in their 50s and still working outside of the home. Wendy Marks of Marston's Mills is one of them. A nurse practitioner, she raised four children of her own. A year ago, she began taking care of her four-year-old granddaughter.
So I'm Yaya. She knows I'm not her mommy. I'm her Yaya.
Wendy's daughter is 27 and has been in treatment several times for opioid addiction.
You have incredible stressors from watching your loved one, and in my case, my one and only daughter, her illness progressing to the point where I wonder if she's going to be alive tomorrow.
Grandparents like Wendy face the difficult path of taking care of a grandchild while maintaining a connection with their own child living with addiction. For Wendy, fighting her daughter's disease is a balancing act between encouraging her to be a mom and protecting the safety of the four-year-old.
My view is that the child needs to have primary relationships with their parents, that I am her grandparent and I'm the one who assumes care for her now, and that the parents come and they take care of her when they're here, as much as they're able to.
Both parents struggle with opioid addiction. So Wendy has ground rules. No alcohol or drugs in the home. Advocate Carrie Bickford says setting these boundaries is a must.
I'm really trying to get the grandparents to understand that their children need these hard limits, but they also need the love and the support in order to recover from this disease.
It's one of the great challenges facing grandparents already coping with a burden, says advocate Beverly Costa-Ciavola.
I think they run on instinct and whatever's in their heart. Like, they're not thinking logically. They're just thinking, wow, this is my grandchild and I don't want them going anywhere else.
Costa-Ciavola says as they confront their own child's addiction, grandparents revisiting this unexpected chapter are often doing better than they think. For WCAI, I'm Patrick Flannery.